Bavakama, Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. We're continuing the discussion of Shmira on the behemoth, when there's a chiv, when there's a ptur. Hinicha Bechama, person puts an animal in the sun. Anybody that's standing in the sun starts getting itchy, starts getting tired after a while. An animal starts getting a little bit meshuga. So there's a negligence because you're going to cause the behemoth to do something desperate. Oishim Misor Lecher Shoyte V'Kotna. Person gave the animal's responsibility over to a Cher Shoyte V'Kotna who are not B'nai Das. If they're not B'nai Das, then a Mela, that can't be considered as being Shoyme the behemoth. Giving it over to a Bar Das, you're putting somebody else in place, he's the Bailam, so to speak, on the Hezek, but not a Cher Shoyte V'Kotna. So either way, now the behemoth is not considered watched. V'yotza V'hiziko, the halacha is Chayiv. Now, the chiluk between the two is that by hinicha b'chama, even a shmira ma'ula, the Gemara says, the animal could get desperate enough if it's standing in the sun. By mesor l'cher shayt v'katan, if the animal is tied up well, there's no reason to assume that it's not. You could, the same way you could tie it up well and walk away because you have to go dav mincha, so you tie it tightly to the wall, to a hitching post, and then you go into the shtibul, that's fine. The fact that he put the Cher Shoyte V'Katan doesn't make it worse. We're talking about where he gave over to the Cher Shoyte V'Katan that they should watch. They're not Balei Achrayis. Misora L'Roya, if he gave it over to a worker, to a shepherd, Nichnas Roya Tachtov. This is the halacha of giving it over to a Shoyme. Look at this din we already had in Perek Dalet of Misora L'Shoyme Chinam Shoyle Naisesocha L'Saycha Nichnas V'Tachas Bailam. Why does the Mishnah have to add this din? So the Gemara says over here that when a person gives over to a regular Shomer, so the assumption is that the Shomer is not going to give it over to another Shomer. Shomer Shemosa L'Shomer, it's not clear, it's Sugis and Bav Metzia in the third parak, whether that's considered a Shmira. Masha'enki, when he gives it over to a Roya, the assumption is he's giving it over to a person who's taking care of a whole flock. That person also has helpers. So Memela, that's also Bechlal the Shmira of the owner of the cow giving it over to a roi, is that the roi will give it over to his hires, to the people that are working for him. They're bechlal and they're nichnas tachtov. If the roi gives it over to stam another person, but not to somebody who's hired by him, then it's a taina. And so a vada like a regular shem shemosel shem, and then the nizik has a right to say that animal's not considered watched. He's your animal. Giving it over to a shem is one thing, but the shem who gave it over to another shem, it's already too vite. And then the mazik will be chayv. Nofla legino venenis. What happens? This is something else. What happens if the animal falls, boinis, he slips, and he falls into a vegetable patch? Nenis means that the animal fell, and the animal tumbled down a cliff, off a cliff, and it landed Lamaisa on a soft patch of strawberries below. Lamaisa, the strawberries nebuch are done, but the animal Lamaisa got up and walked away. So to say that the animal is chayev, there we look derech shein v'regel, where it was enei derech bekach. We look at the owner as a potter, but Lamaisa is being nene. This halacha really we had in the second parak. Over there we had where a shein v'regel b'shutz ram is potter. But the owner is responsible, d'mei nene, which in that case was whatever the behemoth ate that he saves on lunch. The behemoth ate strawberries, he saves on hay. He doesn't feed his animals strawberries. But Lamaisi saved a lunch of hay. Over here also, he didn't need strawberries to save his animal from getting smashed up. All he needed was hay. So you have to pay the value of hay. That's the mashanenis. Yorda kidarka v'hizik, if the animal didn't tumble, slip off a cliff, and it was totally by accident, he went down kidarka. V'hizika, mishalemis, mashi hizika, over there, yichayiv, will be a b'steacha, that's shein v'regel. Now the Mishnah says, how taka do we shuts up the value of part of a field that was damaged? Koloshna posuk will be a b'steacha, that Reuven's behemoth wandered into Shimon's field and ate his vegetables. Kate said, "Mishalem es mashi zik." The Mishnah says a halacha that shomin beiso boisa soda kama hoisa yofa v'kama hi yofa. You take a beiso, which is an amount, a certain amount of space in that field. How much was it worth with that strawberry patch that was before pre-damaged? V'kama hi yofa, now that it was damaged, you don't shuts up the value of the tomatoes or the strawberries that were damaged, you shuts up the value of the field, how much it was depreciated al yidei the behema eating. There's a whole halacha that we have to understand over here. If an animal is walking down the street and steps on a camera, so we don't look at the camera how much the person's net value is depleted al yidei the fact that his camera is missing. Camera's the camera, whatever the chayvitz is worth. That's what the Baal HaShor is chayv. If an animal walks into a store, and he starts eating tomatoes off the shelf, the tomatoes are the tomatoes. When we have the tomatoes in a field, we see the tomatoes as part of the field. The hezek, we learn now from the pasuk says, will be a b'stei acher. B'stei acher means that we see the hezek as being done to the field. He's not eating tomatoes, he's eating part of a stei acher. The Rishonim understand that this is really a gilui and how to look at hezek b'chlal. This is a very, very important halacha. We don't look at hezek b'yachas to the thing, we look at it b'yachas to the totality. Now, again, a chayfitz is a total thing, a camera. Tomatoes, it doesn't make a difference that there are other tomatoes in the store. Each tomato that's eaten is a tomato. So tell me, if tomatoes are $2.99, weigh the tomato that was smashed, and that's how much he's chayv. Mashenkin, well, we're talking about something that's part of the field. If a person would drive his car, and he swerves, and he bangs into a field, he bangs into a store, and he knocks over a crate of tomatoes, he's chayv on the tomatoes. He smashes over part of a field, he's chayv biyachas to the value of the field, how much the field is depreciated. Now, a field, we could say that a person has acres and acres of field, so it's biyachas to the field. One part that the animal damaged is minuscule. The field doesn't go down in value. So Chazal understand that you have to look at a field in context of the immediate area, and that area is called a field. That's the steyacha. The steyacha is not 500 acres of farmland that the Nizik owns. It's the immediate vicinity of the Hezek. That's the steyacha. What is called the immediate vicinity? Chazal, the Tanakhama over here, shots us up that is a shaman beis saw. Beis saw is the area in which a saw, which is a measure of produce, will be planted. And that's called the soda. Happens to be that we know how big a beis saw is from other places in Shas. In Erevin, we have a beis saw being an area which is completely could ruin an Erev. We have in the second barrack of Erevin. So how much is it? It's 50 amos by 50 amos, which is 2,500 square amos. In today's terminology, depending on how big an amos is, it'll be about any place between 575 and 840 square meters. So that's called a field. Reb Shimon Omer, Ochlo Peres Gemurim, Mishalemes Peres Gemurim. If the tomatoes, even though they're still in the field, if they're fully ripe tomatoes, then they're tomatoes. They're not part of a field. The same way we don't look at tomatoes that are in a crate, in a store, as part of a store, we look at them as tomatoes. We don't look at tomatoes that were already harvested, that are already in boxes in an orchard, as part of the field. They're tomatoes. The Reb Shimon is mechadish, even if the peres are attached, and this could have ramifications in other Irin halacha. Reb Shimon looks at peres that are still attached to the ground as peres, even though they're attached to the ground because they're fully formed. Amemelo imso, if he ate a saw's worth of peres, so you have to tell me how much is it for a saw of peres? Nothing to do with the value of the field. Imso sayim. These last few mishnah of the words of the mishnah are explanatory, but Reb Shimon's klal could be true even lamoshul. We have a din in shvuas that there is no shvua midairaisa on karka. There's no din shoimrim in bav mitzia on karka. The dinim of Shemichinim, Shemisoch, etc. are only on metaltla, not on karka. The din of Shvuas, Moide b'miktzos, is only on metaltla, not on karka. are peiros that don't need the ground anymore, but they're still attached to the ground. They're ready for harvesting. Are they considered peiros or imid libotzer? Are they considered part of the field? Are they karka or are they metaltlin? Good question. L'chor it should be tall in Reb Shimon. We'll learn mitzvah shem b'sheches shvuos, and we'll see that they're stiris b'deyos hatanoim legabi this inyan, and over there will be the place to be miyashiv the shita satanoim and the shita of the rishonim legabi this inyan. Mishnah now is going to tell us, Mishnah Gimel, some more protim legabi shein v'regel. Hamagdish, somebody puts a godish, is a pile, piled up bundle of tvua b'teich sada shel chaveroi. Shaloi b'shus, he puts it there, Reuven trespasses, and he puts a pile of his produce, a crate of his tomatoes, in the balasoda of Shimon. V'achalosim behem tesho balasoda, Shimon's beheme ate it, potter. Why should he be chayiv? I'm not mechuyiv to watch out in my field for your tvua. Now, look at these adinim that we had already, the whole Mishnah. V'mhuska bohen, if Reuven putting his tvua, his godish, into Shimon's field, and now Shimon's animal tripped over the produce, balagodish chayiv. About the balagodish is chayiv. The Gemara adds that if the animal is damaged al yidei achilas of the godish, that already the bal hagodish is not chayiv on, because lemaisa he didn't do it, he didn't trip the animal. All he did was he put it there. The animal was tempted. The animal ate something that wasn't good for him. That already can't be considered his fault. Vim higdish b'shus balasoda chayiv. If Reuven was allowed to put his godish in Shimon's b'shus, so then avad the balasoda is chayiv. Now before we had a machloikis in the fifth parak between Rebbe and the Tanakama. Over here, the Mishnah doesn't bring it. The Gemara says the assumption is that Reuven's chotzer klape Shimon is off bounds, and even if Shimon allows Reuven to put his to allow his shvarim in, but he didn't take responsibility for the shvarim. That's the shita of Rebbe, and that's why there's a machlok tanoim whether the bal hachotzer, if he gives rishus to the bal hashor, whether he's chayim on the hezekim the bal hashor. That's over there. Over here, we're talking about a big open valley. Different people have fields. And there's an understanding that I'm harvesting in my field. So, Mela, you'll allow me to put whatever's harvested already in order to make room for the tractors to move around and so on. You'll allow me to put in your rishus, and I'll allow you to put in my rishus, and so on and so forth. Over there, the assumption is l'kuli alma, even according to Rebbe, that there's an assumption of responsibility to watch out for what's there, and therefore the Balha Soda is chayiv on the Hezek Godeshel Chaveri.